This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Trent Lott story is causing political problems for the White House. It focuses attention on the Republican Party's history of using race to appeal to white voters, and it undermines President Bush's efforts to give his party a new, tolerant, and inclusive image. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The Trent Lott controversy has highlighted the conflict between the two faces of the Republican Party on race. The newest face is the one that President Bush wants to present, and it's why he was so tough on Lott last week.
Any suggestion that the segregated past was acceptable or positive is offensive, and it is wrong.
Even before he became president, Mr. Bush tried to erase the old image of the party. His nominating convention in Philadelphia in 2000 had more minorities on stage than among the delegates, and African-American members of his team, like National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, were given prominent speaking roles.
The first Republican that I knew was my father, John Rice, and he is still the Republican that I admire most. My father joined our party because the Democrats in Jim Crow, Alabama of 1952 would not register him to vote. The Republicans did.
Back in 1952, in the Alabama of Rice's father, the Republican Party was still the party of Lincoln. But a lot changed after that. In 1964, the Democrats embraced the Civil Rights Act. Barry Goldwater, the Republican Party's nominee that year, did not. And that set in motion the political transformation that would bring the GOP to power in the South. Historian Merle Black is the author of The Rise of the Southern Republicans.
When the National Democratic Party changed and became the party of civil rights, then that destabilized the kind of one-party system in the South. So race was incredibly important in breaking apart that old Democratic lock on the region and in providing some of the issues that would fuel this emergence of a Republican Party in the region.
Voters were attracted to the Republican Party for many reasons, but the national success of the GOP is due in large part to the party's hold on white Southern voters. And that Republican lock on the South helped the party shut Democrats out of the White House in six of the last nine elections.
There was in the party, in many places, a Southern strategy.
Former Republican vice presidential candidate Jack Kemp.
Which was not to focus attention on anything other than the white vote. And that was our Southern strategy.
Kemp has been on a long crusade to convince his party to break with the strategy of the past, which he believes began with Goldwater's decision not to support the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
And that was the last shot we had up until recently to begin to rebuild and repair the damage that was done by not being there when African Americans who were fighting for social and economic justice should have been able to rely on the Republican Party. And we weren't there. We were AWOL.
In 1972, Richard Nixon reached out to white Southern voters who had supported segregationist George Wallace 4 years earlier. In 1980, Ronald Reagan used the code words states' rights in his very first campaign stop after winning the nomination. The location was the symbolically charged town of Philadelphia, Mississippi, the place where civil rights workers Goodman, Schwerner, and Cheney were murdered. In 1990, North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms, running against a black opponent, appealed to white voters with television ads like this one.
You needed that job, and you were the best qualified. But they had to give it to a minority because of a racial quota. Is that really fair?
In 2000, during the South Carolina primary, George W. Bush made a campaign stop at Bob Jones University, which had banned interracial dating. And during a debate, Mr. Bush refused to take a position on the Confederate flag. Although issues like the flag continue to play a role in some state races in the South, historian Merle Black says the politics of race in the region are changing.
There's a huge urbanized middle class out there. Individuals who moved in from other parts of the country, came from rural areas into these suburban areas. And this kind of urbanized middle class is the main social group that supports modern republicanism. And they're interested in less government, minimal taxation, strong foreign policy, you know, those kinds of issues. Race is really not central.
Race is not central, and it could even be a liability, as the Bush White House tries to reach out to minority voters, in particular Hispanics, and to suburban moderates who are turned off by any hint of racial intolerance. Jack Kemp sees the current controversy as a great opportunity for the president and his party.
There is a new South. I think most men and women of goodwill from Mississippi to Georgia to Texas and Florida want both parties competing for every single vote. And we haven't always done that. And the Democratic Party, to their shame, is that they take the black vote for granted. And the real good that I can see coming out of this moment in history that Trent Lott has helped to bring about is that people now are beginning to talk about the African-American vote as critical to both political parties.
If everyone's vote is important, then it's easy to understand why the White House is doing so little to rescue Majority Leader Trent Lott. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.